thing back about it, mm-hmm. what did they learn? Mm-hmm. That they filled a blind mm-hmm. or didn't. Now,
worksheets also became common among some teachers as a form of homework.
Parents at one time expected a homework.
Yes, well, before there were worksheets, how would you as a teacher give homework?
Well, probably, well, that's a good question. I don't know that they did a lot before that, homework.
You could have had homework in a
course,
reading
from
a book.
Of course, I taught primary grade C first, mm-hmm. and I don't remember sending many books home with them. Now, when I taught an eighth grade one year, and I really liked it, and taught sixth. That was later, though. Mm-hmm. Then you could assign. But we had a mother in Union that the principal almost lost his job because when he was teaching one of the grades, he didn't correct the workbooks that were handed in, and they came home and it wasn't corrected. And parents, that's what I based some of this. Parents expected homework, and they could know somewhat what their child was doing. And then if you did it right, they could teach them some good study habits. Mm-hmm. But it could also be overdone because if it isn't supervised, it really, lots of times, is just waste. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm ahead of my time.
Were there any other effects that you noticed of having machines that would duplicate worksheets?
Some good parts?
Yes.
Well, some of the books had worksheets that went along with the textbooks, you know, in some cases. But like I said, if it wasn't corrected orally some way, so the his child knew whether it was right or wrong, it didn't. It was just kidding ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we did that, so. But you know very well that education is just trial and error to a certain extent.
Yes, it still is.
We had a supervisor from the college who just had a fit if one of the student teachers would not have a textbook in their hand. Well, I agree with that to a certain extent, but you do need a guide. You can't just fly, especially the young teachers can't fly off into the wild blue yonder without some guidelines. On the other hand, if you're clutching that's not so good either.
You referred to the fact that there were probably more than 75 one-room schools
in
Union County at one time.
I read that in one of those books.
Did you visit very many of them or have occasion to see what was going on in them?
I've been in my mother's classroom,
yes.
Of course, in
yes.
Perry.
Yes.
And at Willowdale, I'm sure I visited there a few times. She's the reason I became, I don't feel that my student teaching taught me. You don't learn to be a teacher in 6 weeks of student teaching. Being in my mother's classroom, well, I never would have made it at 17 if I hadn't been in her classroom enough to know how to handle this.
What I'm wondering now, though, is whether you had information about what was going on in some of the one-room schools of Union County, other than the ones you were in.
I'm trying to think. There's one with Blue Mountain, Aunt Nan taught there, but I don't think I was ever with her. Fruitdale, oh my goodness. Shanghai, Aunt Fanny taught there. I come from a...
Obviously.
But I don't think so, no. I wasn't, except the ones that my mother was in, and that wasn't very often, mm-hmm. you know. Except the classes I was in the first grade and the... seventh, I think, with her. I missed the third. I skipped the third and the fifth, so it had to be the first and seventh. But you learn a lot if you know, and she treated me just like any of the students. She wouldn't know I was her daughter, which is very wise.
With that many one-room schools in one county, I suppose the county superintendent, and there always was a county superintendent, wasn't
it? They went around, visited.
Yes. How do you think that the county superintendents could have tried to make sure that there was a similar level of quality of learning in all these
schools.
It seemed
like we had a meeting in the fall, a meeting of all of them, someplace, and they talked to us then, and I don't remember one in the spring. Mrs. Cousins only came to see me at the end of school to see if I had the register, and I lost a half a day and never did find it, and she didn't either.
Mm.
Did you lose part of your glasses?
Yes. I would really like to find out whether there was any reasonable means for making sure that what was going on in each of these many one-room schools was up to a certain level of quality.
I think they visited, and that was what they did mostly, I think, was visit around at the different schools. And then what they did with that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Mr. Sayre was here a long time, I guess.
Of course, if there was as much turnover in teachers as you say, I suppose.
Well, they moved around a lot.
Yes, yes.
And
right.
You asked me about it, and I don't know why,
mm-hmm.
but they did.
If the teacher was having a great deal of difficulty, probably that teacher didn't stay very long.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And I think it was really hard for some of the young girls to keep discipline with those big kids.
Yes,
big
I would
boys.
Think so, too. Mm-hmm. Every day must have been a struggle.
Probably went out and probably got married early.
Yes.
Oh.
One subject that's always of interest around here is what the Hot Lake Sanitarium looked like and what went on there. And did you actually meet or see Dr. Fine, the original Dr. Fine? I don't think you would have.
I don't know. I don't think so.
It would have been his son, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't remember them at all. But what I remember are the canaries in the cages, the palm trees, and my aunt Fanny had fallen in. She'd stood up on a chair when she was a child and fallen into this potbelly stove that had a lid open at the top. Burned the top of her head, and so later, when she was married and lived in Cove, she got apple spray. They had an orchard, and she worked in it, and she scratched her head and got, this is what they think caused the cancer in the top of her head, and my grandfather offered to pay for her treatment, and this and that, and Hot Lake, and that's why I went with Mom and Dad to the sanatorium where Aunt Fanny.
Were you able to get beyond the lobby where the palm trees and the canaries were?
We saw her, so I guess we did.
In the room that she was staying in?
Yeah.
Do you have any images left of that?
No. Except that later on, after I was married and first lived in La Grande, my sister and I used to go with Jean Robinson, who was our minister, and we'd go out to Hot Lake, and then it was an old people's, and we would, Jean was one of these very open, happy, friendly people that knew everybody, a wonderful minister, and Reba and I would sing to them, if they would want to. Jean would talk to them a while, pray for them, and then he'd say, you want us to sing, and so we'd sing at this trio. So I did get to see the rooms then, but it wasn't pretty anymore. I mean, it was okay. It was kept up, clean at night, as far as I remember, but it wasn't anything like. But I was just a child when I saw the canaries and the palm. That's what stuck with me.
Sure.
And it was clean and colorful, and they had a lot of things going. They raised their own food and things for the sanatorium. Of course, part of this I no doubt heard. But.
Did people talk about that place commonly?
The biggest drawback with that place, and it'll never go over, is because the wind blows so hard out there. That if with those nice hot springs and things, if it could be more summery, people would enjoy them, but everybody that takes it and tries to make something out of it, it's still got that wind that blows just like how many times are you going to sit out there by a hot tub? But the way the thighs and people, they had the way they used it, it was for a different purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. And so And of course, people thought when they took those mineral baths and mud baths and stuff that that really helped them. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know. But at one time, it was quite a nice building.
One of the things I've heard someone say is that although they didn't advertise it, some of their main treatments were for syphilis.
Probably.
Why do you think that's probably so?
Well, I think there was quite a bit of that, you know. I mean, I think that was the main sexual disease that they had then, that they were aware of anyway. And I suppose people did things in those days just like they do now, and it spread. I also heard, and is that on?
Mm-hmm.
You don't type all this, so I mean, it doesn't all go in.
No.
I also heard that Dr. Roth did abortions out there.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can hear everything, and I don't know if there was a truth in that or not, but I heard that quite a bit, and could be people. But
it was well known as a place for surgery too, was it not?
I don't know, probably. Yeah, they did quite a bit of
that. That may have been with the earlier Dr. Phi more than with the later.
Might have been. Seemed like Roth had those older people there, wasn't he? I think he was the one that had.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not either. You know, I didn't go very often.
Mm-hmm. Potluck has always been kind of a place of mystery for people in the county, hasn't it?
Partly
because of the hot water that comes bubbling up out of
the Indians came, you know, came really early, and I don't blame them. Put their wigwams up and had their hot baths or whatever. It was comfortable to be there in the wintertime, I would think.
Yes.
But I don't know. Human nature is human nature.
Doesn't change quickly.
Nothing new under the sun. It just have to wait for it to come around again.
You referred to a bookmobile that made the rounds of county schools.
Yes, and it came out to Wolf Creek and bought us books for the children. And I don't remember, maybe once a month. I think it was about once a month. And then the children could keep the books that long. And of course, a lot of the kids didn't take books. You know, you had to encourage them to take books. And then I could use them in the school, too. And then they'd come back and pick them up. And where else did I don't remember? Well, no, not Union or Lad Canyon. Just Wolf Creek, I guess, is where I remember.
But do you think it visited at one time all of the schools in the county?
Oh, I think so, yes. It was. Children went around regularly.
Mm-hmm. How long would it stay at each
school?
Because
we didn't have a lot of books, you know,
right.
in the.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they'd just be there, you know, one day when they were. That day that they were bringing things, as far as I remember, they didn't stay.
Was it a librarian who was in charge of it?
And I don't know whether Mabel Doty did that or not. I can't remember now.
She might not have had time.
Not probably, maybe, no, maybe one of the others.
Was it part of the service for the librarian to come into the school, talk
to
the kids?
I don't remember that she did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that. You know, she could have, but I don't remember that.
Was the bookmobile only for children?
I don't remember. Probably adults could get used to it too, if they were, you know, came to the school and looked at this.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose most of them knew what the day, you know, when they would come. But people didn't read in those days much either. A lot of people, not country people, didn't do a lot. They read the paper and a few things, but they didn't. They weren't as voracious readers, you know.
Primarily, do you suppose, because they had so much work to do?
A lot of them. And a lot of them really didn't go that far in school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could read, but and they worked hard, yes. And the night came, they went to bed. Mm-hmm. They could get the paper read.
Sure. And farm work, of course, is 7 days a week.
Yes. From early in the morning till late at night.
How about these house calls that many doctors made in early years? this was a standard practice, I suppose.
Well, not, well, I don't remember ever seeing a doctor at my home during the time I grew up. I don't remember that, but I do remember when I was first married, then the doctors were doing that. I remember the hearing that the some gentleman that was at Haynes and Baker and Powder for a long time, got in his buggy and went way up to the homestead when my husband was born, and of course he got there late. But they used to travel way back there. They'd travel if there was an emergency. They'd have to travel in a buggy or a wagon or something. Now, I didn't see that. I've just heard that. But when I was first married, I remember Dr. Stoddard going to see my father when he was ill, and Dr. Frederick's going to see my mother just to check on her. And I don't know if they were all friends, but I don't know whether they did it because of her friends or because they still did house calls to some of their friends.
Well, I wondered whether you knew how a house call would be originated. Would a doctor just come by because he knew that the person was ill and might need some assistance?
I think that's what
or
I thought.
Or would they telephone always to summon the doctor when he needed to come?
Well, I think both. I don't remember us ever calling one to come, you know, to the house. Mm-hmm. We had the clinic. We had the LeGrand Clinic when my children were little, you know. My dad was bad, so we could go up there. I think, though, if you called them, they would come if you needed them. Mm-hmm. And now I don't think you'd ever find one to do that. They might, an emergency.
But you did say you saw a doctor come to your family's house?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Do you remember clearly what the doctor brought with him?
He came to eat chocolate cake at my house.
Well, what? No. Did he come with anything in his hand?
I don't remember. I think, well, it's hard to remember things like that. I just remember Dave went out and spent time with Dad. And Dad was bad and he wasn't going to make it, but he would go out and kind of talk to him, visit with him, and I suppose he learned some things about him while he was there. Also with Dr. Fredericks, and I never had one come to the house for me. David came because he was a friend and he liked chocolate, like I said, he liked chocolate cake. He'd drop in about lunch. But my husband had helped him build that clinic up there, so they were friends for many years. But
if the doctor thought the patient needed a prescription of some kind, pills or a syrup or anything like that, would he bring those things along with him?
No, I don't think so. In these cases, they might in other cases. Yeah.
Maybe we're talking about two recent times here, because
could be
in the early part of the 20th century. I don't suppose someone who really needed medicine would have time to get into town.
They didn't take medicine like they do now. No. Aspirin.
Oh yes.
Cough syrup.
Castor oil.
Yes, the Watkins man.
Yes.
George Fleshman's father, the Watkins man. You talked to George, of course you have.
Yes.
Okay, his father was the Watkins man. And you got your cough syrup and your this and vanilla and your this and that from the Watkins man. I do think that way back there, the doctors did make house calls when it was an emergency.
Yes.
But they had to drive so far to do it in a wagon or a buggy, and then it got to where people could, because they all had cars, could go to the doctor. And now the doctors send you to one guy for your shoulder and the other for your knee. Yes. And you know, mm-hmm. Specialist.
Do you have any idea how the doctors were paid? Were they paid in cash right on the site, or did they send a bill?
No,
or
we got a bill from my first baby cost $50, Dr. Branner, and my next two cost $75 a piece.
But these weren't home deliveries, were they?
No, they were at the old hospital at the ground town.
Yeah.
But we got a bill. and or my husband just paid when he took me home.
I was trying to refer more to the times when doctors did make house calls.
I don't know how they were paid. Probably with a piece of meat to somebody.
Well, that too, I suppose.
Some cases.
I need to talk to somebody who's a lot older than you about these things.
About, have you talked to Carlos and Wilma Easley?
Not yet. I don't know if Wilma can do much about it.
She's not very well, but... Well, I don't think you learned anything new. Was there anything new?
Well...
You just expanded on...
Yeah, that was... The